Oh, yes.
I see
every
oppressed,
soul.
There's mercy
a sinner
with
blessed.
The Lord.
There's mercy with the Lord.
And he will surely
yes, he
give
will.
You rest by
trusting
yes. in his word.
Only trust him.
Come
only trust him.
And repenting and confess him now. Be immersed into
yes.
his kingdom. Come accept him now. For Jesus shed his precious blood.
Yes.
Rich blessings to plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow.
Yes.
Come believing and repenting and confess him now. Be immersed into his kingdom. Come accept.
While God's calling,
truth, the way that
while God is speaking,
you into rest.
He's here.
Believe
he's here right now.
Him
he will save you.
Delay, and you are fully blessed. Come, believe.
Oh. Help us tonight.
Be immersed into his kingdom. Come accept him now. Come then and join this holy band and on to glory go. To dwell in that celestial land where
I was just a teenager. I remember one afternoon at a country store. There's a young man just a year or two older than me. And God put it in my heart to witness to him. But I thought there's just so many people around here. It just embarrassed him. And maybe later when I can get him alone, I'll talk to him. Just 1 week after that, 1 week to the day, he was killed in a car accident. As far as I know, died without Christ. And I think sometimes his blood may be on my hand. Oh, this is serious business. Please don't refuse him. Okay, Brother Jordan. Only trust him.
Come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord. And he will surely give you rest by trusting in his
yes,
word.
Yes.
Only trust
him. Only trust him.
Trust him and confess him now.
Come on.
Come
you can get in. You can be saved tonight.
Repenting. Come accept him now. For Jesus shed his precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge
only trust him.
Trust him
right now.
He will save you. He will save you.
Oh, yes.
To dwell in that celestial.
He will save you.
Where joy
he will save you.
More joyful.
He will save you.
Oh,
he will save you.
Trust him,
he will save you.
Trust him,
he will save you.
He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now.
Yes, yes. Every head bowed just a moment. Brother Steve, it's been a long time since God's burdened my heart like He has tonight. We've heard from God that God's men have preached to us from His book. Every man that stood in this place has preached in power. Our gospel came not in word only, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost with much assurance. While we wait just a moment, only trust Him. If God has made you to see that you're a sinner, you cannot save yourself. Flee to Jesus Christ, the only refuge. Only trust Him. Only trust Him. You may be seated just a moment, every head bowed. I just feel a divine compulsion to call you to Jesus right now. I don't want you to die without Christ. We've been singing about arriving in heaven. That's going to be reality to all of our hearts that are saved. I shall behold Jesus Christ in all of His glory. I wish He would come tonight. I'm praying for His coming. He is coming. But I know that someday I'm going to see Him face to face. That seems just too good to be true. But I believe that with all my being, that I shall behold Christ Jesus someday in all of His glory. I do love Him. He's been my friend. He's never left me. Dangers, toils, and snares. He has been right with me. I love Him because He first loved me and gave Himself for me. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried according to the Scriptures. He arose again according to the Scriptures. He will save you. If all of you that will and can, I know that some of you are not able. You like to pray in the place wherever you're seated. That's fine. But Brother Steve, would it be all right if we gather around this old-fashioned altar and ask God to save sinners tonight? And I'm going to ask our dear leader this week, these 2 weeks, Brother Steve, if you'll lead us in this prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you tonight for your manifested presence in these services here this evening. I want to thank you for grace and mercy that has been, Lord, seen and felt in our hearts here tonight. I do thank you for the burden of the man of God. And Lord, I know it's your will to save sinners. Lord, you come to seek and to save that which was lost. You, Lord, were a friend of sinners. And I'm glad you are still a friend to sinners. Lord, that's the condition I was in one day, and you came and saved me. And Lord, I realize that salvation is a work that only you can do. It is your power, it is your Lord will and your abilities that brings salvation. It is your grace that has caused salvation to appear to every man. I understand it is your work, but that doesn't relieve us of a responsibility of bearing a burden, for being under a load, for travailing and toiling in prayer. Lord, there's children. There are sons and daughters that are in this congregation tonight that are lost and undone. I pray the Holy Ghost would continue to move on their heart. Oh God, their grandchildren of preachers and grandchildren of deacons that need salvation. There are sons and daughters of singers and preachers that need to be saved. Oh God, there are husbands, there are wives, there are brothers and sisters that need salvation. Oh God, I pray that you'd continue to bring conviction on their heart and soul. Lord, we cannot save them. Lord, it's not our duty to move them. But, oh Holy Ghost, I pray that you would deal with their heart and they would say yes to the Lord. Oh, God, thank you tonight that you love sinners. You died for sinners. You rose again to save sinners. Oh, I bless your name tonight. Help, I pray. Oh, God.